Willow Championship Wrestling, the one and only, the creep. Yes, Keegan in the building.
Yes, yes, glad to be back. Lots to talk about tonight. We got demo jams. It's going to be a good show. I'm glad to be back.
Why are you sweeping that under the rug, man? You are the new voice
JCW. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm tripping out over here. I'm doing a million things. Yeah, no, I'm so excited. It's so crazy. When I was asked, I had to do a double take. I wasn't ready for it. Wow. I'm so pumped. I've been practicing. I've been watching nothing but JR clips, so I think I'm going to wear a cowboy hat, and I think, by God, he's going to do it. So.
That's awesome. So, man, yeah. Of course, man, sitting in with the bunch right here, of course, is the DJ of all DJs. Let me tell you something. I know this cat. He is real close to me. He is the one and only DJ Carlito in the building. Make some noise for DJ Carlito.
Yes. Yo, yo.
Fresh out the hospital.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Fresh out the hospital. Yeah, that's right.
I'm feeling
that's
better, right. though, you know.
That's
Can't
right.
Can't hold us down. But, yeah, shout out to the Juggalo Show, man. Shout out to International Big Time Wrestling just announced.
That's right.
The 12th year anniversary show, absolutely free, going down at the L Club.
Damn.
May 12th. That's right. Absolutely free. Southwest Detroit. We know you're going to show up.
Yeah.
We want all the Juggalos to show out. Hey, 12 years, man.
Hey, check it
time.
Out. Former Crazy, JCW man. World Heavyweight Champion Congo Kong will be in the building.
Yes.
Of course, Mysterious Movado, the world champion, will be in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Yours truly, Rude Boy, is going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you come on down. It is absolutely free. It's at the L Club. Our friends at the L Club are sponsoring this big event. DJ Carlito's in the building. Rude Boy's in the building. The creep, the one and only Keegan is in the building.
I might have to be calling the matches, getting, you know, my practice in. And
brother.
I'm just saying.
You know, that would be a great spot to
hey.
Do that. Let me also say this, Keegan,
yeah.
that tonight is another round of the Demo Jams.
Oh, shit.
How y'all feeling about that? Now, last week, we have two winners from last week. Let's talk about those winners, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Problematic representing Boston, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. East Coast.
East Coast. East Coast. Yeah, yeah. We'll go with Massachusetts.
Yep.
For sure.
Massachusetts.
But Problematic, he was ripping it up last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, we had some tough battles
last
week.
It was
a
really tough out the gate first round.
For sure.
It was some close battles. I know Problematic and Extra Overdose came down to a split decision.
Sure did.
For our very first round.
Yes.
I mean, if that doesn't tell you what kind of tournament this is gonna be.
And then we had Bane.
Yeah.
The homie Bane. He moved on to the next round.
He couldn't beat Batman, but he sure could beat the other two guys.
That's true.
Last week.
And you know, the Super Gathering, we might have a villain.
And check it out, the winner of this prestigious contest not only gets to perform at the gathering, but gets to perform on the main stage.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
On the night of supervillains.
Man.
On the night of supervillains. That's right.
You talk about the 20th gathering, man. That's taking it to the next level
Jams. Do you know that, Carlito, that there are, I mean, artists that would pay thousands to have that spot?
Yep.
Yeah, man. No doubt. You're talking about a straight up big-ass music festival. You know, an established music
years.
Festival. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no... You know, bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
I had to pay Jump Steady $8,000 to host main stage last year. So.
And don't forget to pay me for the JCW this year.
That's exactly what it is. So pay to play. Pay to play.
So anyways, real quickly, fellas, WrestleMania, did you guys watch?
Yes, I seen the highlights.
Yeah, what did you think, Carlito?
I mean, I thought it was it had its ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, I was hoping the women's match was going to do a lot better.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I kind of felt let down by that, but I don't know. Maybe I just had such high expectations for it. But the Kofi Kingston was awesome, him winning the belt. And, but overall, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was all right, man.
Yeah.
You know. No real surprises, though, man.
Nah,
you know,
it was just very long.
There's what John Cena... came out.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and that was pretty fresh, I thought. But,
yeah.
You know.
What upset me was the squash that they did to Rey Mysterio with Samoa Joe. That potentially could have been the show stealer. For some reason, it only lasted a couple minutes, and that's too bad. It's too bad. Me and Violent J, we were talking about it. It was like, damn, is that what happens, man, when you get a little older? Let they just put you out to pasture like that, man. That's fucked up.
Well, just like Kurt Angle's last match,
right?
That, like that was like a squash, right. You know?
Yeah, that's too bad, man. But I got to tell you, man, some of the highlights for me was the Usos looking smooth as hell against all four of those, or all eight of those other guys, Ricochet and his partner, and what was it, Sheamus and what's the other idiot?
Cesaro.
Cesario. man, those guys look good, man. They look good.
Yeah, they was tearing it up. For
I loved it, man. I loved it. And then, of course, you had the stupid Battle Royal where the guys from Saturday Night Live were like the last guys in it.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, man. I don't know. But all in all, like, I'm with you, Carly. See, one of the things. Keegan,
and then we had Bret Hart getting tackled.
Yeah. Bret Hart!
At the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, who gets mad at Bret Hart?
Hey, every time after that, like when he came out at WrestleMania, I was like, oh no, somebody's going to tackle him.
Careful.
Watch his back.
Careful.
You know, it's funny too because on the network, like the following day, they edited that part out.
Yeah.
So you just seen Bret Hart doing his speech, his speech. Then they cut to the crowd real quick, and then they cut after the incident, and his hair was all fucked up. What the hell happened to that old man?
Yo, they dragged that boy out the ring quick, though.
Oh,
man.
Man, they showed some aftermath photos. Yeah. Oh, shit. Deservedly so. Yeah. He should have gotten his ass kicked. Anytime, I'm telling all you fans, anytime that you step into that domain, that ass whipping is coming. And I'll tell you, I've seen it firsthand where I was in the ring and I've been a part of kicking fans' ass.
Yeah.
That's your job, being in there, you know?
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, you know? That was a prize for the record book. Because I seen that mugshot, that boy looked like an exploded grape.
Man.
Purple.
No, and here's the thing. The guy is supposedly an MMA fighter from Iowa. And he was, like, sending tweets to all of the WWE guys all week long. And, you know, people just were like, that fucker, he's just full of shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you might want to take those tweets serious next time.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
I couldn't believe with all the security.
Yes.
It's a WWE event.
Right, man.
And you just let some of that guy had all the time in the world. Right. To just, that's why when I first saw it, I thought it was fake.
Right.
Like I did, you know?
Right.
But,
I was just like, man, Bret Hart's so old now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
he made a grunt when he got hit. He was like, whoa! And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Real quickly, man, I would be remiss, and it would be just a sin, a blasphemous sin, if we didn't take a minute to point out Keegan's jersey, the great Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks, retired today.
Yeah.
Prestigious
It was
career.
To say the least, man. He's been playing since 98. I was 8 years old in 98. You know, so that's like, for me, it's almost
fuck
my
you,
whole
man.
Life. He's been,
was 8 years old in 98.
He's been playing.
I was 38.
I wasn't even a juggalo until like 99. So this guy's been killing it. But, for me, man, he always was like someone who you could look up to on and off the court.
Yes.
Never gotten any problems. With so many you see, especially nowadays, loyalty issues and one team, 21 years. I mean, they had some bad years. This year was one of them.
Uh-huh.
But they've had some they won a championship.
That's right.
So for
me,
it was he gave me hope that us tall, gumpy German boys can make something of ourselves one day. So. I gotta give him props for that. But yeah, man, Dirk Nowitzki, that's one of my all time favorite like role models, someone I've always looked up to, so hell of a career. And Dwayne Wade. He retired too. He's one of the greats.
And he's the opposite of Dirk. On and off the court. Yes, I said it. The total opposite.
Yeah.
Um But yeah, you're talking real quickly about NBA, man. The Detroit Pistons are in the playoffs for the first time.
I had
in
had
three
the Pistons,
years,
man.
Brother.
Come on.
Oh shit.
In 3 years, man. And I got to tell you something. I'm not a Pistons fan by far. Yeah. But I got to tell you something. It's very exciting. Yeah. And I'm happy for them.
Exactly.
I was pulling for them. Watching the game the other night.
Yep. Well, we'll see how far they go. But it's going to be rough. But hey, like you said, new coach
brother,
in the playoffs?
Brother.
I'll take it.
And you know what?
Blake Griffin, what's good?
And now that we're on our sports kick,
yep.
it's all of a sudden became
okay.
a sports
It's okay.
Hats off to the Michigan State Spartans who made it all the way to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And look, they were supposed to be counted out a long time ago.
Right.
And they fucking went there and they bitch slapped a bunch of people to get to the Final
Including
Four.
Including Duke.
Yes.
Who was by far.
Yeah. And they were like poised to win it all.
I've had him picked, to be honest. I'm a Spartan fan. I was like, man, this Duke's just a monster this year.
Right, right,
you know, and for me that night, you know, I'm one of those people that hey, you take your loss. We
That's
got
right.
beat.
Oh, got an
Texas
ass
Tech beat the shit out of us.
Yes. Right.
Hey, but I'm proud of where we made it next year. Sparty taking it, man.
I agree with
Let's
that.
Hope so.
Hey,
anybody but Wolverines,
You're
man.
Right.
Anybody but Michigan.
Yeah.
Anybody
Go
but
green.
Michigan. I'll take
right.
I'll take Ohio State Buckeyes.
All day. Let's
so anyways, go. We are here at the Juggalo Show. It is, of course, Demo Jams. I'm sure everybody's excited. Everybody's ready. I think it is time for us to get right into it. If my boys in the control center are ready, are you guys ready, Mr. DJ Carlito?
I'm ready.
How about you, Mr. Creep, if you will, Keegan?
I'm ready.
Wow, that was kind of sexy.
Yeah, no, for real, I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, whoa. Wow, I had a weird...
Well, it pissed me off. Last time we were here, everyone's like, oh, Rude Boy's got the sexy voice. And so the whole time, a whole two
You've
weeks,
been
I've been working
that?
On it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mine just comes naturally.
No, yeah, I got to work in mine.
Anyways, we are right here with our friends Anthony and Nick in the control room. What's up, fellas? How we doing
hey,
over
guys.
There? Are we ready to roll?
I think so.
Okay, so Nick is going to let us know who the first contestant is. And once again, we are going to play one song from each contestant. There are three contestants. We are going to critique, if you will, that one song.
Okay.
And then we are going to choose one winner.
Yep.
Out of that one song. I fucked up last time because I played like three of them.
We needed it though.
Yeah.
Like we really did need it though.
It's true. It's true. We sure the hell did.
Yeah.
Anyways, without further ado, Mr. Jones, Nick, what do we have?
Bulletproof and the Fool, but it's BPTF. Is if you want to search it, and the song is Letters to God.
Okay.
Letters to God, Bulletproof. Where are they from?
Indianapolis,
Indiana. We will be there January, July 31st through August the 3rd, Gathering of the Juggalos, and Bulletproof might be at home on that main stage if they can survive.
Yeah.
Demo Jams.
Dun dun.
Good, nice, long intro. Let's make sure it's real fun.
Turn my shit
I
up.
I sent my letter to God. He told me, son, it's too late. All the sinners is burning and all the Christians is fake. Fame, all the Muslims is evil and all the Jews is to blame. I can't be down with these himlers. They need me born from my reign. I sent my letter to God. He told me, son, it's too late. They gonna cancel the churches and give all praise to the state. Fame, all the crooked and burned and should be held as the saints. They raise you up from oppression because they was holding them chains. They say immaculate things come to those who don't pray. You put your faith in yourself, trust no one else and you straight. I say the wickedest things are only right around the way. It's only a matter of days before they open hell's gates. Expose the pits in your soul, atone and reap what you sow. Behold the flesh and the bones, return to home with the stones. And the spirits manifest themselves the things you've not known. And all the kings you've grown to worship are all being dethroned. It's all again.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The letter to God.
Yeah. Keegan.
Yeah, okay. I felt it. Honestly, I like that at least the content was something a little different. You know, the message was like he started off calling off all the religions pretty much.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of fresh. You know, it doesn't all have to be like cut them up, cut every single song, you know, like feel free to there's right. other things to sing about. But so I would say it was pretty all right. I liked the beat. I thought it was all right.
Carlito?
I would just say it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? I like some funky shit, and that's definitely not it. You know, I feel like he's trying too hard. You know, okay. like it's not coming to him naturally.
It didn't feel authentic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, and like that voice. You know what I'm saying? That voice, you can hear it. You know,
the scary Gary.
Yeah.
Scary. I got Gary. You. I know what you're talking about.
But Nick, what about you?
I thought it could have used like a chorus or bridge or something in there.
It's to me it just seemed like, you know, again I'm with Carlito, I'm not really into that type of rap that it's just too it's too simple for me. And to be honest with you, I kind of like lost track of the focus of the lyrics, you know?
Right.
After he named off all the religions, then I was just on some other tangent. But anyways, okay, so that's where we stand right now with Bulletproof. Who do we got next, Mr. Nick?
Amanda Cooper?
Hello? What?
Let's say what? Yeah. Cooper like Mario, like the Turtles?
Like Mr. Cooper.
Okay.
Hanging where's with she Mr.
from? Got my attention.
Yeah, where's she from? Who's she with? Where's she from?
Alberta? Canada?
Alberta.
Calgary.
May I be a little serious, if I may?
Do it.
I'm coming to you from Calgary, Alberta. You don't remember fucking Lance Storm? If I may be serious for a moment.
I really thought you were trying to be serious.
I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Amanda. What's her name again?
Amanda Cooper.
Amanda Cooper.
What's her song?
Haunt Me.
Oh, God.
I think it's going to be good.
All right.
Okay, yeah, that's because you probably got a picture in front of
you. Oh, we do. I didn't check them, though.
Oh, shit.
We're going to do that while we're playing this.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Amanda Cooper.
Those intros.
Right. Sound exactly like the last song.
The Super Cooper.
Say this real quickly, man. Amanda gets it. She gets it. Be that person that stands out. Yep. She was singing.
Yeah.
There was no fucking rapping. Yeah. She was fucking singing.
Yep.
Now, was it for me? No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
She sounded sexy as hell, but once again, that's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
Over to you, Carlito.
Yeah, I agree. Like, she had her originality, which was really tight, you know, but I just think she needs some work on her production.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that would help her out a lot. Mm-hmm. But
beautiful voice.
Yeah, yeah, she's a dope-ass singer.
Yeah. Hey, Keegan, what are they saying in the chat room?
Honestly, it's been a little bit of mixed. She's getting some love. She's getting some people saying not so much. I think, and honestly, like you said, which is what I was going to say, is it's got to be your type, you know?
Right.
If you're looking for rap or, you know, there's people in here that are just looking for the rock bands.
Right.
Me, I've always been like, with rap, I'm such a sucker for girls that do hooks. Like, okay. I love when the girl does the chorus of a song.
I got you.
I just, it's awesome. I'll be honest, like, I thought it was pretty dope. I like her voice a lot with the production. You could tell if that was mixed.
Right.
Really
right.
Nice. Like, if it was really mixed and mastered, like, that should be good. But I do like her voice a lot.
Can we take a look at what she looks like, please?
Did you hog it for yourself?
Well, yeah,
Nick?
Right.
Well, jerk. Yeah, it just happened to fall out of the hard drive.
Could be in stingy.
Right. He's over there, got his pants down and stuff, man. What the fuck? Shit. He can't share? Shit. Amanda Cooper.
The Super Cooper.
Super Cooper.
The Super Cooper.
He's making Anthony shut his eyes.
Anthony, look over there. Oh, shit. She's got a great voice, and she's not so bad on the eyes either.
Look at that pumpkin staring at that ass.
what did you think of that song, Nick?
That a pumpkin behind
well,
that
no.
ass?
Plumpkin the pumpkin.
No, I actually really like girl hooks too. I mean, I don't know if it'd be like great for a gathering performance,
right.
But I think she'd be cool on like hooks. For some of these tracks and shit, you know?
I got you, man. I got you. Okay, so there we go. We have the first two contestants. It is time for contestant number three. Mr. Nick, who do we got?
Beyond Top Secret.
Okay.
From Waterbury, Connecticut.
Waterbury, Connecticut. And what's the name of the song?
Slasher.
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 Awesome. Did he say UFOs?
No, I don't know.
That motherfucker.
Let's do another episode.
Oh, jeez.
Go ahead. Let it out.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Nick, what did you think?
It's a tough round, man. Like, I don't think it was bad, you know?
He talked about the whole fucking round. He was it's a tough round.
Already foreshadowing, right?
I mean, I didn't know it could be all that bad. Jeez, Nick. Nick is just busting dreams over there, man. Jeez.
It's not bad. I hear a lot of that song or like that type.
It sounds like everything. What a lot was submitted.
Yeah.
What are they saying in the chat room over there?
Better than
the last two. It's a mix. Like I said, it's last week's, there was like pretty, it was almost clear cut with a lot of things.
Right.
You know, when the tiebreaker, yeah, sure, it got tough, but they were able to eliminate it.
What are your thoughts about that last track?
You know, I'm not saying it was bad. I thought it started off kind of rough because me and you were looking at each other and I was like, this ain't it, Chief. But then it picked up a little bit,
Chief,
you know.
Hey guy.
It did pick up. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't anything that that blew me away.
Right. Like, you know what? Let me say this, man. I'm sorry, Carlito. I'm gonna let you talk.
That's cool.
I'm gonna let you talk, but let
you
me
guys
say this.
Hit everything.
No, I haven't gotten there yet. Right. Here's the thing, you are going for the most prestigious fucking contest in your whole career.
Yeah, yeah.
And you better submit the fucking one that's gonna hit it out the ballpark.
Right.
DJ Carlito, who's your pick for this round?
I'm gonna go with shit. Fuck.
Right?
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go with Amanda Cooper.
Mr. Nick Jones.
I want to hear more of her stuff.
Maybe she's got a hard track.
Yeah. Mr. Keegan Ault. At the end of the day,
I had this little speech leading up that I was going to go with the underdog, I thought, of the round, but you guys already picked it. I'm going Super Koopa.
All right. Let me say this before my brothers even said anything. It was going to be unanimous because Miss Amanda Cooper, you are going on to the next round.
Yes.
The Gathering of the Juggalos. I hope you come with something hard next time, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a brief break, and then we're going to come back with round number deuce. It is the Juggalo Show. It is. I was going to say CRB Radio.
Yeah.
It is Psychopathic TV, Insane Clown Posse. I'm Rude Boy, Keegan, DJ Carlito, and the whole crew's in the house.
Boom.
See you in a couple minutes.
And we're cruising the hatchet. Let's go.
You know we back. We back in the building, of course. It's the Juggalo Show. Don't forget to check out Keegan on social media. Mm-hmm. He's out there, and he's always into something. I'm sure he's going to be posting some crazy videos at some point real soon. So keep your eyes open for that. Of course, DJ Carlito is going out on the big Fury Fest tour along with Kissing Candace and Ritz and DJ Paul and who else?
Yeah. Mushroomhead.
Mushroomhead, yeah.
Mac Lethal.
Yeah. It's a lot of people.
Stacks.
What are they all doing? Like one song each? Shit.
That's why Doors are at three.
Doors are at 3. Kissing Candace on at 3:15.
And we know a lot of people have been asking about the VIP packages. They are coming soon.
Yes, they are.
Say. Yep. So
yes,
they're being worked on. Expect them to be announced very soon.
And let me point this out to you. Even if you don't get it online, it's always for sale at the merch booth, right, Carlito?
Yeah,
Every night.
Yep. You can just go right up to the merch guy as long as you got $100 cash, I believe. And he'll hook you up with the package, and
the package is just dope. It's just dope.
Yeah, I know.
We don't have the exact what's in it, but I'm gonna tell you what, I've been hearing the rumblings around this building.
Yeah,
and it's pretty damn dope. I think I'm gonna have to come up with $100. I started collecting my empties today. So
yeah,
Carlito came into my office. He was like, "Damn, look at all these empties, man." I was like, "I don't throw away money, homeboy."
I was gonna say, I'm at the end of the show every night at the venue taking them Faygo bottles. You got dimes to be throwing like that? Shit. Right.
Once again, and also don't forget to join me and Carlito tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern Standard, 7 p.m. Pacific West Coast on CRB Radio. That's Cave Radio Broadcasting. You can download the app for free, right, Carlito?
Yeah, you can download it. It's on Alexa. All you got to do is just say, hey, pull up Cruising the Barrio on Cave Radio Broadcasting.
That's right. And then,
is it Google Home? I'm a Google Home guy.
I don't know if it's
It should
Google.
Be, right?
Okay, yeah, it's, you know, and again, tomorrow night we'll be on, and we got some flavor going to be going down, so you don't want to miss that. Are we ready for this next round? Are you guys ready?
Yes. Can I say one thing?
Man, please say two things.
Hopefully I speak for you on this too. I want to make this clear. Like, I get blown up, tagged, messaged, at, like, to the point to where it's like I got to cut notifications off a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And this is just one thing. It's like, we don't pick these songs.
No, we don't.
We come into this office, and it's given to us randomly, like 30 minutes before this show starts.
Yes, yes. We don't know what nothing – we don't even know what the package looks like.
Right. No. So we are not the ones that put these together. You know, like, we appreciate everyone wants to get
there. I'm so glad you said that.
I'm just saying because, you know, we get tagged. People are like, oh, why aren't you choosing us? We don't choose
And not only that.
I don't know where the camera's at, but we don't.
Not only that, my fucking email has been flooded with people. Here's my demo jam. Yeah. Man, I, and you know what? Once I see that there's a song tagged in any of them, I just immediately delete. I don't even
spot,
I don't even look at
know?
It. You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
There, you guys got to understand how many submissions come in.
Thousands.
So we just, whoever's putting these together, it's not us.
And right. It's true.
I promise you that. They just, we get them as they come in. So there's, don't take no personal grudges or try to reach out. That's, we don't put it together.
No,
so
we
I just
don't.
Wanted to make that clear, man. We just like to listen to this shit, see what we like, and hopefully move some people's, you know, underground careers up a little bit.
Amen to that. Are we ready, Nick?
I think so.
All right, Nick, who do we got first?
Sure with three eyes.
Okay. I can't hear you, brother.
Oh, my bad.
Sure. It'd be nice if we had a microphone around.
Chirp with three eyes from Atlanta, Georgia.
Chirp, you said?
Yep. Chirp. I-I-I-R-P.
Chirp. Okay. From Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
Okay, let's go. Chirp.
It's,
chirp.
Multiplying.
It. Multiplying.
Hopefully we'll learn something.
Chirp out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
let me start, please.
Sure.
Chirp. I have seen Chirp at the Gathering of the Juggalos, and this is no lie. Maybe in the 20 years, maybe 11 of them, handing out her CDs everywhere.
Yeah.
Trying to get on. And I just would like to say, man, I think it's really cool in 2019 that Chirp is still trying her hardest to get on.
Yep.
Production in that song needed some work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm not a fan of is continuously saying a certain word. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, Rude Boy's just fucking old school. And no, but Rude Boy comes from a time where you had to fucking write lyrics, damn it.
Right.
You had to write lyrics.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm not a big fan of that, you know. And I feel as though, like, I got lost kind of in the track. At the beginning, man, I was like, oh, wow, breath of fresh air, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents on Chirp. Mm-hmm. What is yours, DJ Carlito?
I got to agree with you, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, I thought the track was pretty tight, but, like, some of the shit I really wasn't understanding, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like it was no message to it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, basically. Right.
But, you know, it's really catchy.
Right, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, her beat's banging and shit, you know? Yep. And it sounds real hood.
Right,
you know what I'm
right,
saying? But,
right.
Yeah.
I was feeling that. I really was. I really
you know?
Was. Keegan,
I mean, yeah.
How about yourself, my friend?
Definitely can tell she's coming from Atlanta. We'll start off with that. I could hear the Atlanta in there. I'll tell you what. This is when I first heard the chorus, and it was kind of coming in long, I thought, to start off. I wasn't digging the chorus too much. It wasn't for
right.
me. Then she started rapping, and I'm like, that's I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
Then I felt like the flow got lost for a second.
Yeah.
And then picked it back up. Now, that song I feel like would be great live. It gets everyone hype. It's
yeah,
easy
yeah.
To go
no,
on.
I got your back on that.
But for this tournament, and we want to see like your like the talent and the raw lyrics and everything, I think it'd be a great live song. There's definitely potential. I just don't think, and I haven't heard any of the other songs, that's her strongest song.
Right, right, right. Well, maybe she'll advance and we'll get
right,
to hear a couple
right.
more of hers, depending on what the rest of the guys look like or girls tonight.
Yeah, yep.
Nick, what did you think of
depending
the track?
How they look like?
Well, sound like.
I don't think it was main stage track. You know, I don't think it's main stage worthy. It's going for main stage, right?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't think anything I've heard in the last 2 weeks is main stage worthy.
Really?
I'm keeping it real.
Really?
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, sorry.
I said it. I mean, but you know what? If you can advance and maybe
right.
send a bit
knows,
better
the tracks
banger,
might
strong,
get better.
That's what
you
I'm
go,
saying.
Right.
I feel like she's got a banger in the submissions. I just don't feel this was the strongest song.
Right. Let me put it like this, though. If this track was in the last round,
mm-hmm.
Chirp, we would be winning for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
This is the best track I've heard today.
Yeah.
For
right,
sure.
No
without
doubt.
A doubt. No
I
doubt.
See, yeah. I see what
thus
you're saying.
Far
yeah,
today.
Yep.
Yes. All right, Nick, who we got up next?
Crackle Capone.
Okay.
From North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Lately. Oh, it's got a feature.
North Cackalacka.
Let's play a different song because that right. one's got a feature.
Okay.
We're going to play, it's called Seven.
Seven. All right, Seven from
Crackle Capone.
Crackle Capone. Okay. Let's check it out, fellas. No features.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to know who we're listening to.
Yes, sir. Most my family junkies. Teachers call me flunky. Going down, all I hear is sounds. You ain't about to shoot no rounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Man, you talk about a breath of fresh air, man. I got to tell you something, man. The production on that was good. The mix was good. And I love that guy's fucking grimy voice, man. Yeah.
That's kind of down south shit.
Right. Kind of reminded me of some fucking DMX, but from down south. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Nick, what did you think? Well, turn on your mic first.
I'm not in control of you.
Who's running the board? Me or him?
Nobody. Listening to music.
Nobody.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was
Hey,
Nick,
Mikey, he likes it.
What's the chat room saying?
It's not been pretty for the first two. Hasn't been pretty for this one. It wasn't pretty for Chirp. Yeah. Whoa. Now I'm gonna
it's your turn.
I'm up. Okay. Wasn't feeling it. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I thought the production was good.
Wow.
Now and let me maybe tell you why. Just real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not a rapper, right? That's not my strong suit. I have
really?
Done tracks just for the funny aspect, right? Like, I've done some
but
stuff.
But you're not a rapper?
Not a rapper.
Oh,
believe it or not.
I can't believe it.
But when I write, I can only write like that. I can't. I don't know how to do the other thing.
Right.
So when I felt like that, exactly how he was rapping, that's how I rap. And I know I'm not good. Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys liked it. For me, production was good. I just wasn't feeling the lyrics, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Carlito.
Oh, I already commented on it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Oh, I thought we were.
We're a little baked. Weed's legal in Michigan.
I thought it was dope.
Yeah, he was going with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember you saying
some down south shit.
Yeah, I do remember.
That edible's kicking in. I'm sorry.
Right. It happens, right. Man.
Sorry. Okay, contestant number three, Mr. Nick, tell us what we got.
Dumb Ugly.
Okay.
From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Philly.
Oh, shit.
Yep. And, you better bring it, motherfucker.
It's called Stay Dead.
Oh, God. There you go.
Run up in the building, kill the women in the terror. Second for a second, I let that Mac go. Head cheese from the back when it crack like that. So I'm a nut and if I catch her, if you turn up the stack. So if it isn't with the cash, if you ask, I'ma blast you. I didn't wear a mask, I ain't asked you. Two days ago when this epic, I was like, it's thinking. Thought patterns of living, I was kind of indifferent. Wishing these bitches bottoms be found by their mamas and reverence. Silence the bag, silence the position. It puts a pink and delicious. The biscuits, back into the left, I'm on the mission. When I get up, I hit him, I ain't missing. He missed it. Listen.
Nobody's gonna miss some.
Is that a group or is that one person? Because the way that guy's voice switches,
yeah.
I don't know if it was two people or.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
They were pretty tight.
I liked
it. Flow was getting it.
I fucking liked it. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you.
The only thing I didn't care for, sorry.
The hook.
Sorry, Rude. Yeah.
The hook.
It was just like that whiny voice. Yeah.
Man, shut the fuck up with that. But come on, man, brother, you
especially,
got it.
Especially with that fire that they was bringing out, you know.
Throwing straight fire.
You know.
Straight fire. Just when I thought I had lost hope for this contest.
Yeah,
I just the last that, two.
Yeah,
that hook just needed to. Just
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
The hook could have knocked it out the ballpark, Keegan.
Yeah. I enjoyed that one. When it started off the gang, I was kind of looking at Carlito, and me and him were just kind of like, oh, here we go.
Right.
But that seems like a few songs been like that. Like they start off a little rough.
Right.
But I'll be honest, like I dug that song.
Okay, last but not least, our friends in the chat room, what are they saying?
I mean, so far, if I had to say from these three rounds, these three contestants, Last Homie is definitely...
Dead Ugly, is that his name?
Dumb and Ugly.
Dumb and Ugly. Okay, so maybe it was two people.
That's my just nickname.
Dumb Nick.
To all my girlfriends.
Just Dumb Ugly.
Right,
dumb
Ugly.
Wait, what was it?
Just dumb ugly.
Sorry,
it's not dumb and ugly.
Just yelled
sorry.
At me.
Don't think that's what they're referred to.
So, what did you think of them, Nick?
I thought it was better than what we've heard so far.
Yeah,
I agree with that, man. I agree with that. Well, let's go around the table. I will vote for Dumb and Ugly, or Dumb Ugly, or Ugly and Dumb. I got to tell you though, seriously, let me say this. The last contestant, from North Carolina, it was right on the fence for both of those two.
Okay.
Much love to you, Chirp, but it just wasn't this time. And once again, like I said, Dumb Ugly is what I'm picking, Keegan.
With my vote, I have to go with Dumb and Dumber. I did.
Dumb
Ugly?
Yes.
Dumb Ugly. Yeah, Dumb Ugly for me was, I guess, the clear-cut winner this round. I think Chirp had potential. I just think it was the wrong song.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I just have to go off of songs. I just see some people in the chat who are like, this is kind of more targeted towards me. They're like, oh, people that actually do music should be fucking judging. And it's like, well... No, like I have a set of ears, like, you know, like
You're not.
This is how it is. Like, it's the Juggalo shows, right. Demo jams. You know, we're just trying to have fun, man. Like, keep it positive.
Bunch of haters.
Keep it positive.
Don't be mad.
Yeah, right. We're having fun. We try. Right. This is why we can't have nice things.
Don't be mad.
Okay. Shit.
Nick, who do you got?
Yeah, three. Dumb Ugly.
Carlito.
I'm going with Chirp.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much love, Chirp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out, Chirp.
Yeah.
Chirp, I can't wait to see you at the gathering. I know you're going to be there, baby girl.
Yep.
And we'll be hanging with you. And but it is
official. Philly.
Philly is in the house, and I'm so glad that he brought it the way he did.
Dumb Ugly.
So let's recap. Who went on in the first round, Carlito?
All right. Tonight in the first round, we had Bulletproof. And Fool, and then we had Amanda Cooper, and then we also had Beyond Top Secret, and Amanda Cooper went on in the first round.
Super Cooper. The Super Cooper.
Moving on to the second round. And then the second round, we had Chirp, Crackle Capone, and Dumb Ugly. And as we know it, Dumb Ugly is our champion tonight.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you something, man. It's really exciting. It's getting intense. In 2 weeks from tonight, we will have more contestants. And we're gonna narrow this fucking thing down to that one artist or group that is going to rock the main stage and is going to open the main stage for the super villains at the Gathering of the Juggalos 2019. Of course, the 20th annual. Of course, the super gathering. It's going down, fellas.
Going down.
Yes.
It is going down. Nick, Anthony, thank you guys in the control room. Yep. Much love to you guys. We appreciate you. DJ you. Carlito, any goodbyes?
Yeah, I just want to shout out the Juggalo show. Shout out to all the Juggalos of the world. Don't forget, May 12th, 12-year anniversary. It's going down for free, absolutely free at the L Club. You guys all know where that is, where they did the Carnival Carnage show. Man, just 9 big bouts of free wrestling. We're doing an induction, a Hall of Fame ceremony for some Detroit legends. And it's going to be on and popping, man. You know what I'm saying? L Club is throwing down. They want Southwest Detroit to show up, and we want all the Juggalos to come out and celebrate with us. 12 years, you know. And
12 years of international big time wrestling.
That's yes, sir.
Awesome, man.
And check out our radio show tomorrow night, crbradio.com, Cruising the Barrio. Follow us on Instagram at Cruising the Barrio, all one word. And yeah, you know, you can just keep us posted. What's up?
Mr. Keegan, any final words and shout outs?
Yeah, big shout outs to everybody that we heard tonight. Much love. Congrats to the folks moving on. Thank you guys for tuning in, for watching, for bearing with us. We got all the technical kinks worked out. We're able to put on a good show, have some fun with some demo jams. I got to give a huge shout out to, of course, the Psychopathic Soldiers Street Team.
Yes,
and I know they're teaming up with you guys.
Yes, oh, we're excited. So, barbecue.
I'm so pumped. Yeah, man. I love it. Our street team is fucking amazing.
They're great
them.
People, Heather and all them.
Oh my God, they just keep me going. So shout out to them. To hopefully, like I said, to all everybody else that submitted some shit. We hope we get you guys on there. Follow me at Keegan the Creep on Instagram. Or like my personal Facebook, you know, just like, you know, we do things. So,
Keegan, you can still get merchandise over there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. KeeganAll.com/shop.
That's right, man. Make sure you get a dope ass Keegan shirt, man. Shout out, Yada Media.
I hand draw all of them. Yeah,
That's my dog right there.
Creep Team, man. Josh, Big Hell Josh, yeah. Straight Jacket. What's good?
Let me tell you something, man. Those are the guys that are really spearheading the whole Violent J and Rude Boy. Rival, and they're the ones that have been really mastering the edits and everything for these videos, and we got to definitely shout them out this week.
Yes.
This week I will be revealing my manager,
who
will be in my corner at Supermania, and let me tell you something. This guy is an extreme legend.
Whoa. I did not know managers were getting brought into this.
An extreme legend.
And I do just real quick. I want to say, because I didn't get to say it at the beginning. I was fumbling around trying to make sure the show was running. I want to say thank you so much for even giving me the opportunity to call Supermania here and to help with JC Dub to call that. So I'm really looking forward to it. I already talk to Shaggy too, dope.
I know you guys already had a little powwow about it.
We got some things planned. I am so fucking excited. I'm going to Party City to buy my cowboy hat tomorrow. Because by God, it's going down. It's Supermania.
Slobberknocker. We're happy to have you, Keegan. Juggalos, Juggalettes out there, man. I mean, what can I say? You could be anywhere in the world tonight, but you decided to be with us.
Yeah.
And we do not take that lightly. However, I know we were late, and that's just something that you might come accustomed to when it's coming to the Juggalo show. But I can tell you this, one show that is not late, it's Cruising the Barrio, and it's tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard, 7 p.m. Pacific West Coast, and A.T. Hook, myself. Oh, shout out to Alcatraz Manny. Yeah. Who had surgery today. Shout out to Manny Fresh, Alcatraz.
Get better, man.
Get well. We love you. We're thinking about you. Please send your love and good vibes to Manny Fresh, Manuel Zamora Jr. Also, shout out to April Chavez, who finally is getting better. And we love you. And we're happy that you're getting back on your feet out there in the 505. Also, got a shout out, of course, the family, man, the Scrubs in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Scoop Poop.
Yeah, that's right. Scoop Poop, Chrissy and the crew. We love you guys. We can't wait to see you. Who else am I forgetting anybody?
Everybody.
I forgot everybody. You are not lying. You're not lying about that. There was another piece of news that I wanted to tell you guys. Oh, I was going to tell you guys who is going to play on the main stage at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh.
The special guest. But we're out of time. Oh, we're out of time. I am so sorry. It was that close. I'm sorry. Like I always say, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. Be good to one another. Take care of one another. Have a good night. We love you.
They're telling us we got to go.
Sorry. Whoop, whoop and shit, you know?
Whoop, whoop. Hey. Can you believe it? I was going to spill the beans and tell them all about
it. Hoping we could.